I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our sermon title, It Is Okay to Cry Out, and our text is based off of Matthew 14, 28 to 31. You know, there are moments in life when we feel like we're drowning, not physically, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally. The waves of life come crashing in, addiction, fear, depression, grief, failure, regret, loneliness. Sometimes the storm outside of us becomes a storm inside of us. We try to stay strong. We try to hold it together. But eventually we realize we cannot save ourselves. Recently, a friend reached out to me from the lowest place in his life. He was broken, exhausted, at the bottom. And in that moment, all we could do was pray. And as we prayed, I felt something powerful come over me. It was more than words. It felt as though God himself was speaking through the prayer. And suddenly I had a vision of Peter walking on the water. Bible says in Matthew 14, 28, 29, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come out, down out of the boat, guess what? He walked on the water to go to Jesus. Think about that for a moment. Peter stepped out of the safety of the boat and walked into the impossible because his eyes were fixed on Jesus. Peter experienced a miracle not because he was perfect, but because he trusted Christ enough to step out in faith. But then the scripture says, but when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. The wind became louder than the voice of Jesus. The waves became bigger than his faith. Fear replaced focus, and Peter began to sink. Maybe that sounds familiar to some of us today. You started out strong, you had faith, you believed, but then life happened. The storm distracted you, the pain overwhelmed you, the fear consumed you, and now you feel like you're sinking beneath the surface. Addiction can do that as well. But here is the powerful truth. Peter was not a failure because he sank. Peter simply lost focus. And when he realized he could not save himself, the Bible says, and he began to sink, and he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. I love that scripture because Peter did not drown silently. He cried out. Some people think crying out to God is weakness. It's not a weakness. I'm going to tell you that right now. It is a surrender. It is faith. It is recognizing that we cannot survive the storm alone. Some of us are exhausted because we keep trying to swim without reaching for the Savior. But today, I want someone to hear this clearly. It's okay to cry out. It's okay to admit that you are struggling. It's okay to say you're tired. It's okay to say you need help. It's okay to reach upward when you feel like yourself sinking downward. And the beautiful thing is this, Jesus responds to desperate cries. And the verse says, and immediately, guys, immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. Immediately, not eventually, not after Peter fixed himself, not after Peter proved himself worthy, not after Peter cleaned up his life. Jesus reached for him the moment that he cried out. That is grace. Jesus did not stand in the boat condemning Peter for sinking. He stepped into Peter's storm and lifted him up. Because Jesus still reaches into storm. He still grabs hold of broken people. He still pulls people out of deep waters. He still brings people back to the boat. And yes, there may still be work ahead. Healing takes time. Recovery takes effort. Restoration is a journey. But we do not walk that journey alone. Psalm 34, 17 says, the righteous cried out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. That same hand that pulled Peter from the sea is the same hand reaching towards us today. Maybe you feel like you're at rock bottom. Maybe your faith is weak. Maybe your life feels out of control. Then hear this. The storm does not get the final word. Jesus does. And if you can still cry out, there is still hope. Reach up, call his name, and trust that even in the middle of the waves, Jesus is near enough to grab your arm and lead you safely home. And I want you to know, as the pastor without a pulpit, I had to cry out this week. I was overwhelmed. And Jesus grabbed my arm and pulled me up. And he is still pulling me up. You're not alone. We all live this thing called life. And Jesus is with us. We just need to cry out for his help. I'm the pastor without a pulpit. And this was your faith for today.